Sonic Erotica.
Sweet Mess, written and performed by Polly Anima. Polly Anima found it very hard to leave the scene of the crime, where the sweetest of assaults on all senses took place. Little ripples of delight lingered as hard evidence of a very dreamy sequence. She lay there collating the data, running her hand over precious DNA, brushing dried flecks from between her breasts. An endorphin-powered flashbulb in her brain had captured the highlights. They looped for her now as she lay sprawled all roadkill style across the generous bed at the Edwardian. It was well past morning. She couldn't move. She'd been totally sideswiped. How overwhelming, how delightful and unexpected. A fresh acquaintance, only 36 hours old, and they had already exposed their soft underbellies and hard edges. Two nights before, she was leaving a bar with someone else. He had joined her and her new friend Mr. Rake as they sipped their last cocktail, engaging them in lively conversation to make them stay. Polly bantered at her best, both men transfixed as she spoke. It wasn't the quality of the banter that held them, though she was in pretty good form. It was the accent, and maybe the low-cut top. They found each other's voices mutually exotic. Flowers was an Oklahoma boy. Polly, an Adelaide girl with a neutrality of accent that often saw her mistaken for South African. Mr. Rake, a New Yorker. Mr. Rake was eager to leave and get down to business, clipping each attempt at a new conversation. Polly took the hint, excusing herself and ducking to the loo. Flowers looked panicked. She checked herself over, tousling her hair, slicking her lips and arranging her ample breasts neatly in their lacy cups. She was looking forward to fucking Mr. Rake. He was a little older than her usual fare, but well-preserved. He was a supplement-swallowing health nut with lean, hard muscles from some sort of martial arts training. She felt herself slowly moisten as she thought about his strong hands on her earlier during their playful mock sparring session near the dance floor. He'd taken control of her quickly, pulling her arm behind her back and nibbling her earlobe. Polly considered spiking his foot with her heel, but thought it best to play nice for now. "Stop thinking about it, get in the car and get to it," she barked at herself in the mirror. In the dark corridor between the bar and the bathroom, flowers appeared from around the cigarette machine. Looking anxious, he could hardly speak and mumbled something about having to talk to her again. He pushed a note with his number into her palm. He was close enough to smell her now. He brushed his lips along her neck. She threw her head back and let out a little moan. He pressed into her and she could feel him swelling behind his zipper. She hitched her leg up around his hip. He grabbed her ass, rocking them both back and forth with a slow syncopated thud against the fag dispenser. She wouldn't let him kiss her, thrashing her head around as he bit her neck. She'd just put her lippy on and Mr. Rake was only meters away at the bar waiting for her. She dropped her leg and set him back at arm's length. She had to go. They stood for a moment panting. She was extremely wet. He was rock hard. "Look, I'll call you, but I have to go." She put the note in her bag and walked quickly back to the bar, her hair very tousled now. "Let's get out of here," she dropped over her shoulder, walking right past Mr. Rake and heading for the door. Mr. Rake was a perfunctory fuck, the itch politely scratched. Very politely, in fact, except for the little bit of rough stuff in the hallways. He slammed her against the wall and then pressed heavily against her, squeezing the air out of her lungs. He had her pinned, her legs apart. Two fingers slipped quickly along the edge of her knickers and then trailed the slick length of her pussy. He licked his fingers, smirking. He mistakenly took credit for the wetness, throwing her over his shoulder and tossing her onto his bed across the hall. Everything that occurred in the bedroom was pretty straightforward. He was on top, her legs stretched out in a wide and flexible V. Condoms were not her favourite thing, and she wondered how much improved this would be without one. Not much, she concluded. She knew she wasn't going to come, but she was enjoying watching the muscles tense in his neck and the way he stuck his tongue out at intervals, a bit like a lizard sucking at the air. She wished she'd let flowers kiss her now and allowed her mind to wander. After Mr. Rake came, he inquired if she was suitably satisfied, if there was anything else he could do for or to her to make the experience equitable. She was very impressed by the good manners, but declined the offer and asked if he minded driving her home. During the short drive, she became aware he had a stable of lovers on rotation. Again, Mr. Rake was polite yet direct, which she appreciated. She was happy to go on the list, somewhere near the bottom preferably, and they agreed to do dinner sometime soon. 2 nights later, she met with Mr. Flowers. He took her to his secret places, a little hilltop on the edge of the city where the wind whipped at them, and a bar with a little garden out the back, littered with statues, fairy lights and jasmine. He sang softly to her on the house guitar kept above the bar, his voice wispy and sentimental. It was her first time being serenaded, and it was getting to her. A sweet, sticky blanket of sound, all wrapped up in the jasmine and the vodka and the little twinkly lights. Polly invited him back to her room at the Edwardian, her private sanctuary. She was nervous about letting anyone up, but the alternative was his place, about 40 minutes out of the city in an area she knew nothing about. On the fire escape under her window, they swilled champagne from plastic cups, bursting into fits of laughter about nothing. They attempted to out-silly each other. He breakdanced badly in the small space, and she stood on her head, flashing her knickers. They laughed easily. It felt good. A nice break from the heavy dance of sexual tension. "Do you know what just happened there?" he asked her. She shook her head. He was holding her tightly and speaking intensely into her ear. "That was two people falling in love right there." Polly had her doubts about that, but, you know, was happy to play along. Everything had been horribly romantic so far, and she wasn't about to shatter it. She failed to reply, kissing him hard on the mouth instead. They made out on the cold steel ladder without a thought for the spectacular view the boys smoking out the back of the restaurant below them were copping. He exposed one breast, pulling it roughly out of her bra by the nipple. Flowers licked at it firmly before drawing back and slapping her tit. It made a dull, flat sound. "Sorry, sorry," he said quickly before slapping it again a little harder. He wasn't quite getting the sweet thwacking sound and ensuing stinging sensation he'd hoped for. He tried a third time before giving up and pushing her back inside through the window, throwing her on the bed and undressing her and himself quickly. Soft, musicianly hands. "Oh God, oh my God," she would catch him under his breath on occasion, and other delicate incantations she couldn't pick up. Long nails, his, scored jagged staves on her back. The marks brought a tiny smirk to her lips every morning for a week as she dressed. His frame was smaller than hers. In the past, that had made her feel self-conscious, especially if she was on top. They fit together surprisingly well. No injuries, despite some ambitious manoeuvres. He was big where it counted. Wiry and wildly enthused, sliding in and around her easily. Polly generally had a preference for girth, unimpressed by talk of inches. She wished she had a ruler now. Some sort of record was being broken here, for her at least. The only gauge, her inability to reach the base as she sucked and licked. His cock was halfway down her throat as she struggled for breath, and she was still nowhere near the end. She navigated the deep terrain recklessly. It was almost too much. Almost. In the frenzy of fucking that ensued, she let him mount her, his strokes getting faster and deeper. Polly began mildly hyperventilating at one point, becoming lightheaded. He pushed his cock as far as it would go, once, twice, then a third time before she shrieked, inhaling sharply. So this was the fine line they spoke of in the song. Polly had lost all control. There were a number of unfamiliar sensations at work here. Her mind raced to catch up with the fine time the rest of her seemed to be having. She slid out from under him, pulling off his condom and moving her hand quickly up and down the shaft. He positioned himself near her open mouth. He took hold of his cock, moving her hands down to her pussy, exposing her clit and circling it with her fingers. Polly stretched out her tongue, catching the tip of his cock between strokes. As she began to come, she heard herself squeal. She was normally a moaner, the sound tipping him over the edge as he came, catching the side of her mouth before unloading the rest on her breasts. She squeezed them together, the sweet mess collecting along her breastbone. She licked at the corner of her mouth and asked him for a towel. Wow, she thought. You can't judge lovers by their covers either. They paused and gave thanks for the pleasure, the luxury and ease of this random encounter. He offered simply, with great honesty and power, that he was very happy at this moment, this precise moment. She felt it radiating out of him as they knelt on cushions, smoking out the bathroom window of the hotel. She turned her attention inward, noting she too was feeling extremely blessed. They sat still in the bliss of it a while before curling up tightly to sleep. He left for work early the next morning, texting her continuously all the way there. There was something fluid in his gender. It surprised her, but shouldn't have. She had the same dichotomy present within herself. Polly was a girly girl with balls, and Flowers was a sensitive songwriter that fucked like an animal. He possessed the ability to move seamlessly between that very attractive quality of decisive manliness and total surrender. Each time they met, he looked at her increasingly like she was the one, whatever the fuck that meant. Polly waited for the right time to broach the idea that while she may be the one for him, he would have to find his place as one of the several Polly held close to her twisted heart.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.